The same chemical process that ruins your bike chain and outdoor grill could help power the electric grid of the future and perhaps even save the planet from catastrophic climate change. A Somerville company is building batteries that run on rust. The scientists claim their low-cost technology can store power generated by renewable solar and wind. So when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow, it can still release energy for days at a time. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Ted Wiley remembers the day 5 years ago. He and a group of MIT scientists founded the company Form Energy with an audacious mission: find a low-cost way to transform the global electric system. They had a eureka moment.
My first thought was, wow, that actually is cheap enough to have a shot. To really have a shot at making renewable energy able to replace coal and gas everywhere in the world.
Wiley became president and chief operating officer of Form Energy. Until late last year, the company operated in stealth mode. Wiley removes the lid on a 55-gallon drum at the company's cavernous lab space in Somerville and reveals the basic raw material in its secret technology.
They're about the size of a marble.
They're small black iron pellets. There are 20 drums filled with metal balls collected from iron mines around the world.
Right now we're starting to establish relationships with the people who supply iron because we're going to need a lot of it.
Form Energy is using the pellets to build and test scale models of iron air batteries. The technology is based on oxidation, the electrochemical process better known as rusting. When oxygen rusts iron, there's a transfer of electrons that can be put to work. Ted Wiley says the company has perfected reversible rusting to store and release that electric energy.
And that's the magic of what we're doing. Rusting is discharging. And then when we're charging, we're pushing electricity back in, we're unrusting it. And the exciting thing about it is there's actually enough iron, and it's cheap enough, that it could scale to the size of this problem, to the size of the global grid. And there aren't many materials that are like that.
It's cutting-edge science, but it's not totally new tech, says Bill Woodford, co-founder of the company and Form Energy's chief technology officer.
One of the close cousins of this technology is what's called an iron-nickel battery, which Thomas Edison was one of the inventors of that in 1901. And so what we've done is to take that expensive nickel electrode and to replace it with an air electrode. And the air electrode is low cost because you're using abundant, freely available oxygen from air.
Iron and air are cheap raw materials, but perfecting the combination in a battery was tough. NASA scientists tried in the 1960s, but the research wasn't worth pursuing. There was no demand for long-term storage until large solar and wind projects came along. At Form Energy's Somerville lab, researchers test prototypes of iron air battery cells. They come in different sizes and are wired with sensors. A steady stream of data tracks how they're working.
What we're doing here is really built around learning what is the right design. It is not about making lots of them. It's really focused on making good decisions about what we should make lots of.
In full-scale production, iron air battery cells will be sandwiched together to form modules the size of washing machines. The modules are the basic building blocks. They can be put together to construct huge energy storage systems. Bill Woodford says they'll be powerful enough to keep a regional electric grid up and running for days.
It's like a Big Mac, right? So you've got multiple layers in the Big Mac, right? You have multiple patties. And we needed to learn about, you know, what are the right versions, what are the right flavors of iron to use to achieve the performance we needed. And the right flavor is something that we spent a lot of time figuring out, and we are going to keep that one a secret.
Form Energy kept its technology under wraps until last year, when it announced it would test its iron air batteries with Minnesota-based Great River Energy. John Brecky, Great River's chief power supply officer, says it has plenty of the right stuff nearby.
After helping build this country with iron from Minnesota mines, we're going to help power the country with iron from Minnesota mines and show that this can be done to help power the world.
Great River is Minnesota's second largest utility based on generating capacity. The power co-op is rapidly transitioning from fossil fuel to wind power. And Brecky says Form Energy's iron air batteries can keep them up and running when the wind dies down for days.
That's what we're interested in, is a large-scale solution with very low cost and can provide energy for very long duration.
Ordinarily, an electric power company would have gone with lithium-ion batteries for backup. They're the current standard for large-scale energy storage, but only last about 4 hours before they need to be recharged. Form Energy's Iron Air batteries are a tenth the cost and can last 100 hours. For Great River's John Brecky, giving them a try was a no-brainer.
So you're getting 25 times the amount of energy. That'll get you through a couple of cold nights, and that's the kind of solution that we think is going to be important to maintain reliability and affordability as we transition the power grid.
Great River will start with a small pilot project next year using a few hundred Form Energy modules. It has big plans to scale up, if they work. But industry analyst Dan Shreve, head of global energy storage at Wood Mackenzie Power and Renewables, says building a better battery is just one component of the large-scale energy storage frontier.
Battery storage is the Wild West. There are so many options. There's so many levers to pull, buttons to push, that it's incredibly complex to understand exactly how these projects are going to make money.
Still, Shreve is optimistic about Form Energy's future. And the company says it's put as much effort into its software as its hardware, using artificial intelligence to optimize battery use and profits. COO Ted Wiley looks to the horizon.
Our goal is to be at the scale of gigawatts by the end of the decade. We're building batteries that let renewables replace coal and gas.
One day, large-scale batteries could even replace the nation's strategic petroleum reserve and provide emergency backup energy to power the nation's electric grids, not just for days, but months. Form Energy Chief Science Officer Yet-Ming Chang says he's already working on that technology.
We are thinking about whether or not there's a path to still even lower costs than Iron Air, which would then allow us to bridge even longer durations, you know, seasonal storage, for example.
Now, as Form Energy gears up to produce its first commercial batteries, its scientists are back in stealth mode. The seasonal storage tech research is a secret. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.